Blunt Force Llama.
And you're listening to
CFRC
101.9
FM. Woo.
Guess what? Pets off leash can be a danger to other animals and wildlife.
Pets off leash could scare wildlife, destroy the nests of birds, causing cuts and broken bones.
You can help by making sure your pet is on a leash while you're out and about.
Learn more at sandypineswildlife.org.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
You're locked into CFRC Radio 101.9 FM in Kingston, Canada.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
If you're in the 50-plus age bracket, that means you have experiences, skills, stories to tell. We want to help you tell those stories.
Ever consider becoming a podcaster? It's easier than you think, and it's a great way to share your experiences with others.
To learn more, contact your local campus and community radio station.
Or visit podcastingforseniors.ca.
Now everyone's got stories to tell.
Hey, it's Arden from Princess Towers. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
We lost a few games. Tough. That was District 5. Now we're the Ducks.
Yeah.
And the Ducks are undefeated.
All right. Yeah.
Waxed on. Wax off.
Spit it out. You're a big boy. Use your big boy words.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
You never heard of a knuckle puck?
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Ain't no rules that the dog can't play basketball.
Like the guy said, you're going to eat lightning and you're going to crap thunder.
A Jose Canseco bat? Tell me, you didn't pay money for this.
Let's get ready to rumble!
You ready, Vinny? You ready? Are you ready, Vinny?
There it is. Screeching in at 9 a.m. on CFRC, the place to be. And you know what that means.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
When Vinny the Thrill's here, means we've got a sports report segment.
Finally, we get to talk about how crappy the Montreal Canadiens are.
Finally.
Been waiting for so long.
Ole, sorry, Al.
there we go.
It's good to be back.
Welcome back.
If anybody's watching the Stanley Cup playoffs, gotta be like, this is great. It's such a great series, and you know, originally at the beginning, you think, well, Vegas had the real tough path here, where Carolina didn't have any challenge. Like, they had a very simple path to the finals. And so I thought for sure, especially with 12 days rest, they were going to really struggle. And then they start the series with Montreal. They get pumped, and then they just showed Montreal that they're terrible. And
there's the
and
door.
Now they're here against Vegas, and Mitch Marner and the Vegas Golden Knights. Man, what a! I'm so happy for that kid. Like, he's a great talent, and it's becoming very evident, having arguably one of the best postseasons ever.
Mm. How'd they do last night? I missed the ending of the game.
They did not win last night. However, Carolina ended up winning. It was 5-3, I think, before I finally shut the TV off. But it was good. Carolina's not going down without a fight. They got a lot of tenure. Eric Staal's probably, you know, this has been the best player in the entire, you know, the entire Stanley Cup final, which is great at his age. And you know, this is his last probably hurrah, right? And it's good to see. And, you know, you get a lot of young kids Taylor Hall from Kingston. Right. He's been having a great postseason, which is great to see. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great, you know, a lot of predictions. We'll put it at six with Vegas, but I think seven with Carolina might end up, you know, being the way it goes.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's a lot, lots of time to tell. We've got the FIFA World Cup kicks off tomorrow. No pun intended.
What is
this
that?
This is a big soccer game.
Big match, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big match. And
Are you going to get tickets to see Iraq and Somalia?
They're the cheapest ones. Never going to go.
Yeah, only $900.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I just can't. I'm not a soccer fan at all. So, I mean, like, I'll just, you know, but I celebrate, I appreciate the collaboration of the world during this time, right? I think it's interesting to see so many people, and it's great for Canada, I think, you know, to be able to co-host this event there.
So, totally, yeah. I feel bad because I was talking to someone yesterday in my personal life,
yeah,
and they were telling me that they were doing a two-week trip to Toronto to do some work and visit some people and all that, and I was like, oh, you better be careful with traffic because World Cup starts on Friday.
Yeah.
But then what I also said was, you're going to want to stay away from Little Italy, because I lived in Little Italy during one of the World Cups, and they were in it back then, and it was like bananas, right? Yeah. In a good way.
Yeah.
But they were, the people I was talking to were kind of worried, because they're like, oh, I mean, like, we go to Mass in Little Italy when we're there.
Okay.
Is it going to be like mayhem? What should we do? I feel bad, so I want to say to Carolyn, I know she's not listening, but Italy is not in FIFA World Cup, so it's still going to be bananas in Little Italy.
Notly Italy.
But it won't be a banana split. It'll be a light amount of craziness. There's still a lot of fans there, but I tell you, you live in any of those neighborhoods during a World Cup, you don't have to watch the game on TV to know when someone scores.
Yeah,
you just hear it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. And, you know, I think, I just think that the Canadian, the vast the variety of different people that are going to come from all walks of life.
Yeah.
Whether it's Canada, US, Mexico, overseas, and everybody's coming together. I think Canada really brings out that unity and allows, like, everybody. We do it a little bit differently, right? I think it's going to be pretty cool in Vancouver, especially.
Yeah. How many games? I know Toronto's getting six games.
I don't know.
Okay.
But it'll be interesting to see how it all comes down. So.
Yeah. What the heck?
I'm just definitely glad I'm not working in Toronto.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah.
So, no, and that's it. I also have to say the Edmonton Oilers have decided for some freaking reason that they wanted to interview Mike Babcock for their coaching.
The Toronto vacancy.
Toronto former Mike Babcock. Yeah. The one that
Nick Mike
shamed all the players for, you know, made them show his phones.
Remember
that whole thing? Yeah. So then he came back, and then they kicked him out before the season started, and now he left and retired, and now
Edmonton want with him then.
They want to bring him back, but it has to be approved by the NHLPA, I believe. So there's a few hurdles, but it sounds like he's the guy that's got the job.
Oh.
Pending approval, which, I mean,
I guess
it's either going to be one of those stories where it's like, wow, what a comeback story. Like, good for him, and he righted the wrong and whatever. Or it's going to be like, oh, my God, this Connor McDavid's leaving town. So it'll be interesting. But that's it for sports.
Nice.
On my hand, anyways, because apparently basketball is a sport, but I don't know anything about it.
So back to
Seth, if you want to share your excitement for the NBA Finals, here's what I do like about basketball. Carry on.
All right. Right now, New York Knicks versus San Antonio Spurs in the NBA Finals, Game 4 tonight. New York leads the series 2-1. Knicks, this is the first time in a championship series since 1999.
Whoa.
So before my lifetime. if they win, it's the first championship title since 73.
Whoa.
So they've been a team I've watched for years, and I think 5 years ago they won 16 games. They sucked really bad.
It was bad.
Jalen Brunson took a pay cut so the team can afford to buy Mikal Bridges, Karl Anthony Towns. They got a really big starting line. OG Anunoby from the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, yeah.
Take note, Austin Matthews.
Yeah, literally. Like, so he was offered, what was it, $200 million, which is a lot of money. And he took a pay cut, which ended up at $104 million.
Oh, how can you survive?
That's what I mean. So then with that money, they were able to acquire a good team. And it was second round, they made it. 2 years ago. Last year made it to the third round, this year champion, so they're kind of building.
Yeah, the way it should be.
And then the Spurs are a threat. They have Victor Wembanyama, who's 7'5".
What?
Yeah, he's got like he's a 10-foot wingspan. Like, he doesn't have to reach for the basket.
It's crazy. Just
it's insane. He's tough to guard, but the guard is Karl Anthony Towns on the Knicks. He's 7 feet tall and he looks small.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So it's going to be a good game. Game four tonight. San Antonio took it in New York the other night.
Oh,
which
really?
Was,
I saw the dude get the jersey ripped off of him. Was that?
Yeah. It's going a little wild right now. But
New York,
they're back, and that's all I got for NBA. But I'm hoping that Jalen Brunson can continue to be the best point guard.
Amazing.
Now, I think I understand there's an expectation that should the Knicks win, I believe Jerry Stiller comes back to life.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's why Ben's like, man, he's so pumped. You see him at the games? Like, he's just so fired up. I saw him running away. Yeah,
that guy is jacked, too. Like, yeah. Ben Stiller has been eating his Wheaties, I got to say. Simone, you got any sports news for us?
No.
Ixnay. Amazing.
I will say I went to my first ever Knicks game in New York a couple months ago, and Ben Stiller was there, and I got a glimpse of White Goodman in the flesh. My girlfriend knows him from Night at the Museum, and like these, I'm like, that's White Goodman, that's Derek Zoolander.
Absolutely,
it was cool because after like. The game was over. He like all the players kind of know him at this point, and I didn't realize he's at every away game.
Oh, is he?
He's at every single game. So
that's what he's doing instead of making Zoolander 3.
Exactly.
It's probably better. What was his name in Happy Gilmore? Hal. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. He was also Tony Wonder from Arrested Development.
Of course. That's right. Yeah. Amazing. Well, next segment we will talk nerd stuff. Speaking of Ben Stiller, we'll talk about some movie news and some TV junk. Normally, sometimes we touch on events. The big event that's going on in Kingston this weekend, I'll just say that it's Pride weekend. Parade, got the market, got a whole lot of stuff.
YGK Beer Fest. Concert on Friday night.
Friday night.
Some
concert.
Guy named Seth at the Broom Factory.
Yeah, you got it.
It's going to be a big weekend.
It's going to be a weekend.
Excellent. Well, we're going to get back to the tunes here on CFRC 101.9 FM. And after the break, we're going to talk about how YouTubers are taking over Hollywood.
Ew.
In a good way. Let's do it. So this is Sarah Untrakta Oskiner with Lightning Strikes right here
on CFRC
101.9 FM.
Calling
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
I didn't need it. if you think I'm cuddly and you want my company, come on, wifey, let me know.
Welcome back, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. It's CFRC 101.9. Welcome back. It's Indie Morning Wake Up.
Yeah, it is.
The Wednesday edition. We're here. We're live.
I can't believe they still let us do this.
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
They've got no other option. Know. Yeah.
And you said that somebody here, like, somebody didn't even know we existed. This is terrible.
Yeah. I always talk to people. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do a show on CFRC. They're like, CFR what? Just means we're exclusive. Only the coolest people listen.
Nice.
And only the coolest people come in to host. Who do we got in the booth today?
Got Simone the Moan.
Yeah.
And you got Vinny the Thrill.
Seth Hunt.
And we got Seth Hunt coming back to join us. This is probably your 10th time you've guested.
I'd say over 10. Pushing 15.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because it's like every Halloween. We had you on for Valentine's
Day. Every Valentine's Day, I think. Yeah. This year I was a week late on Valentine's Day.
It's okay. It was still excellent.
Just random pop-ins. Random.
I like it. Well, it's random because you're doing a show this Friday at the Broom Factory.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they don't make brooms anymore. They make
great live music. Shows.
Yeah.
Great live shows.
Yeah. So tickets are still on sale.
Still on sale. Only $20 to
That's
see.
That's so crazy.
It's so crazy. We want to make it affordable for everybody.
It's too affordable, though.
I'm
scalping that front for $21.
Ooh, yes.
And buy them beforehand because price is going up to $25 at the door.
Okay.
All right.
Fair. Because you got your opening. YGO is opening. They're great.
YGO is opening. Amazing. Three-piece band from Nova Scotia, new to Kingston. And then a band called Restless Endangerment.
Nice.
It's a cool, really cool band name. And they're from like half Ottawa, half Kingston based, but great group of young guys there, and it's going to be It's going to be a great show. It's an early show, too, so 7 to 10.
Oh, fantastic.
And then you can go out after, or you can do what I'm going to do and go home and go to bed.
I was going to say, I can go home and watch some Murder, She Wrote.
That's right. Yeah, you have time.
So, after the show, you're going to be at Blues Fest on...
The 17th of July. Yeah.
What artist are you most looking forward to at Blues Fest? Ooh. Not named Sheryl Crow.
Not named Sheryl Crow.
Or on your day.
Oh, not on my day. Okay. Well, I'm an underrated choice for my day is that Angine de Poitre, the two-piece band. They're going to be cool. But other than that, I'm looking forward to Social Distortion.
Right.
I was thinking about going to Cypress Hill.
Ooh. Yeah.
Doing
yeah.
the Limp Bizkit Cypress Hill day. But those were the big ones for me where it's Social D would be really cool. And then obviously, you know, L Langley is going to be great on the day.
Totally.
Those are the big Lucy. I don't know. Is it Dacus?
Okay.
She's playing as well.
Sounds about right.
Royal Otis is playing. Yep. Lumineers are playing.
Cool.
I'm super fired up for a lot of bands. A lot of like smaller stage bands. Like Cleopatra, I think, is doing a smaller stage.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they're a really sweet band from Coburg.
Nice.
So it'll be good.
It's well, a good festival. Good thing about the festivals, you get the great headliners, but yeah, the secondary stages, you find people that are up and coming. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing Tokyo Police Club back when they were just a twinkle in their father's eye.
Yeah.
And no one knew who they were, and it was fantastic.
Yeah. No, awesome.
So it's well That's worth good. It. We're gonna get good. Our tickets. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're gonna crash with Seth. It's gonna be great.
Oh right. Yeah. Let's
do it. Amazing. So this time of morning here on CFRC 101.9 is Simone the Moan's favorite segment.
Favorite.
The nerd segment. We talk about all things going on in the world of Hollyweird and video games and TV and all that stuff. Simone, what do you got going on? Are you watching anything good at the moment? You're always watching something that,
I
should be watching. You've turned me on to a lot of things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, Paradise. I started watching Paradise.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm enjoying
it.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
Good.
What, anything going on? Come on.
I don't know the name of what I'm watching.
Okay.
But I think it's something called the 90s, and it's about fashion.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a fashion documentary.
Nice.
So I'm enjoying that.
Excellent. Because it's all cyclical. 90s stuff's coming back, so it's good to be on it. We were talking a couple weeks ago about the Malcolm in the Middle reboot on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Directed by Ken Kwapis. Canadian filmmaker, journeyman director. If you look at his IMDb, he's done stuff for The Office. He's done all these sitcom episodes. Started his career with Sesame Street movie 1985 called Follow That Bird, right? We've talked about this, I think. Anyways, one of my regulars that comes into the store all the time is friends with him.
Oh.
And so I'm like, oh, if you're talking to Ken, like on a first name basis, please let him know that my class at Sheridan College years ago, we used to play a drinking game to follow that bird. Every time you say bird, you take a drink. Every time you cry a single tear, you take a drink.
A single tear?
Oh, there's so many tearjerker moments in that movie. So long story short, this guy that comes into my store, he comes in, he shows me an email from Ken Kwapis that says, tell Jeffrey the movie nerd that I'm very happy to hear that That's students so at Sheridan cool. College were getting sloshed to my movie.
That's pretty funny.
I'm very excited about that. So I'm 2 degrees away from Bryan Cranston, I guess. But he told me that they had a 40th anniversary screening of Follow That Bird at in L.A., and the Q&A is on YouTube for all those that want to check that out.
Nice. So to correct you, Seth, I've been provided with the spelling, at least, anyways, of that two-piece Quebec band.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And I'm going to read it the way I interpret this before I leave because my parking is up 1 minute ago.
Oh, no.
Angine de Poitrine.
Yes.
Angine de Poitrine.
I think that's it. I think you got
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm going to hope that I get some form of communication saying that that's right because... This is somebody who's bilingual, and I'm not, so...
No, I think the second one.
I think you actually hit the nail on the head. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get some.
Excellent. Well, they're playing in Picton in July. Base 31. Apparently, tickets are sold out, but there are scalpers trying to pawn those off.
There.
And this fellow I was telling you about, Blaine, who showed me the Ken Kwapis email, he's going to see them at the Montreal Jazz Fest. They're doing a free show there.
Oh, wow. They're everywhere.
They're all over. Yeah. They're so hot right now.
Opening for Jack White, too, I saw.
That's right. Yeah, on the same day they play the Mod Club, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nutty.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Vinny out. Enjoy the rest of the day. Have a great day, everyone. And I'm going to go get my parking ticket now.
Good luck.
All right.
Good. See you, dude.
See you, baby.
Bye.
Awesome. Well, on to celebrity birthdays On to celebrity birthdays because they are our social betters and they deserve to be worshipped by us peasants.
Yes.
We looked at the list today and it's like... former famous actor day. We still love them. They're still around. Gina Gershon turned 64 today. Simone knows her and loves her from the Nicolas Cage movie Face Off.
I don't know.
Okay. Janine Triplehorn turned 63 today. I know the face. I can't place what she's been in. She was in Waterworld. Okay, she was the lady in Waterworld.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. DJ Qualls. Simone, you remember DJ Qualls from Road Trip? And nothing else.
Day of the A-list celebrities.
He turns 48 today. What about this? I'm staring you dead in the eye, Simone. Lily Sobieski.
Oh, yes. that Lily Sobieski.
Yes. Isn't she Joan of Arc?
Yes, Joan of Arc. She turns 43 today. Shane West, 48 years old. I forget. Was he an X-Man? Was he one of the X-Men?
I don't know. Elizabeth Hurley? Is that what that says?
Oh, no, Elizabeth Hurley. She turns 61 today.
Oh,
there's that. Okay. I wasn't sure about Shane West, like what he's.
Can you go to the other screen there? The one like the yeah, like that. Like oh. sorry, like the arrow you were just over.
Oh, to go over to
show like more birthdays.
Yeah,
because I swear I just saw Judy Garland. Why is she behind?
Why is she lower than Elizabeth Hurley
and DJ
DJ Qualls? I guess maybe DJ Qualls is having some sort of a resurrection. He's so back. Keep your eyes open for DJ Qualls, I guess. Amazing. Not much in the way of headlines today in terms of nerd news, but I did want to touch on this past weekend at the Hollywood box office, the domestic box office. There's a fun YouTube channel called Charts with Dan. Dan Merrill's a film critic, and he breaks down like the numbers. He just shows all the data about Hollywood box office stuff, and it's very fascinating. Mm-hmm. And he told me personally, and everyone else that subscribes to his show, that this past week was the first week since the pandemic or before the pandemic where every movie in the top five made over $20 million.
Oh, wow.
And I guess that's kind of a rare thing. Apparently, it's only happened like 17 times in like, I don't know, as many years, I guess.
Wow.
So we had at the box office this week, the number one movie was, I forget.
Backrooms?
Backrooms was number three. Let me just look it up here because it's pretty interesting because He-Man got second. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe premiered this year.
Oh.
$200 million budget and it only made like 50.
Oof.
So it's not doing too great. Well. Let me just see.
Why do you think that is? You think because the young kids don't really know what it is?
I think you're right. I think the young kids don't really know what it is. And I think the people that were actually fans of it back in the day, you know, don't really care. Like a lot of people are saying the movie's fine, but maybe it should have come out like 10 years ago when like Transformers was big, Ninja Turtles was coming back, all that kind of nostalgia stuff. Maybe it should have come out closer to when Barbie came out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe even a crossover between the two of them. You remember mashing Barbie and He-Man together?
I used to actually do that.
They were meant to for each other.
Dude, that's crazy.
So yeah, He-Man was a major flop. It was this big Hollywood production kind of thing. But the movies that are really taking it are Backrooms was number three. That's that low budget A24 horror movie directed by a 20-year-old. It was a $10 million budget and it's already grossed $139 million. So that ain't too shabby.
Good for him.
Obsession in number four. Weekend gross this past weekend was 25. It's so far it's made $156 million.
Wow.
Only out for 4 weeks. I started watching it on like a cam version. I'm going to go to the theater and see it.
Okay.
Like a real person.
That movie looks creepy.
It does look creepy. Yeah. I think it's like a guy who's obsessed with a woman and he makes some sort of like genie or gypsy wish.
And she becomes obsessed with him.
Yeah.
Like stalks him.
And then things turn horrific, I guess.
Yeah.
And then number five was another like YouTuber movie, The Amazing Digital Circus: The Last Act, which I had not heard of until my coworker told me. It's a animated show that there's 8 episodes on YouTube. It's made by one guy, so it's like a 6-month hiatus in between each episode. And it's about a group of people that are trapped in a computer simulation that has a 90s aesthetic to it. Mm-hmm. It's being run by a malicious, insane AI program.
Oh. Okay.
And it's like, it's supposed to be very surreal, very weird, and they're trying to escape. And so the final 2 episodes were put together as a theatrical movie. They came out this week, $20 million. $20 million for a cartoon some guy made on YouTube.
Nice.
Just insane.
Score.
So it just makes you think, like, how are all these big, huge blockbuster movies just flopping so hard right now? when all these like little things coming out from like the, you know, new generation yeah. are doing so well.
Yeah. And I think it's like a matter of maybe being like, I don't know, you hear somebody like Quentin Tarantino talk and you're like, wow, you seem like you're so out of touch with everything going on. Like you're in this world where like young creators are able to just like, hey, we're just going to make a movie that makes us happy or makes, you know, we're going to express ourselves in this way. And I think that's music, movies, art, anything. It's like that's always going to connect with more people.
Yeah.
Than trying to, you know, He-Man make a blockbuster hit. It's like, okay, well, we got a small budget. We're going to make a really creepy movie and people are going to like it.
And we're going to go from there. Yeah.
Yeah. What was number one?
Number one was Scary Movie, the sixth edition, I think it was. It made $58 million. It's only got a 5.5. Apparently, it's very terrible, but I think that
they're supposed to be terrible. Pretty bad.
Oh, so. Yeah. So, like, I'll still see it.
Yeah. Yeah. But we talked a little bit off air about, like, just, like, the like just beating a dead horse. It's just, like, yeah. Let's just rehash the jokes, like, from
like, yeah,
the 25 years ago.
25 years. I was 14 when I saw Scary Movie 1 in the theaters. I saw it twice because at that age, I loved it.
It was so good.
Spoke
yeah,
to me.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah.
So, I mean, Scary Movie, it's the highest opening weekend for any of that whole franchise.
Oh, wow.
And now on the back of that, they just announced that the Wayans brothers are going to go ahead with a White Chicks sequel. They're like, all right, give the people what they want.
Next, it's Little Man.
Thank God. It's all coming around. But I think it's interesting that like we had so many like the last 10 years just seemed to be like yeah Hollywood shoving these massive blockbusters down our throats mm-hmm. that no one really wanted, and they're all like, oh, the pandemic this, the pandemic that, theaters are struggling because of this mm-hmm. and it's like, no, you gotta just give the people like what they want. And like you said, just smaller creators like just doing the best that they can with mm-hmm. the budgets they've got mm-hmm. and then they become these runaway hits mm-hmm. and we're all the better for it.
And it's also like, you know, with some of the directors or production companies that are doing these larger budget films, I feel like they have like a certain way they like to do things, and it's like without having those new creators, it's not going to pave the way. It's like, because again, it's like, okay, you could keep making these huge budget movies, but it's like if it was popular, you know, 20 years, it might not be popular now.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, back when these movies first broke, like, you know, like a blockbuster hit like Forrest Gump, for example. Like, nothing else had been like that.
True.
Until they took a risk and were like, hey, let's just make this low-budget movie.
Exactly.
You know? So as you never know, like, you kind of have to pave the way somehow.
So I think, yeah, we're getting back to that, like, back in the 90s when you have all these mid-size, mid-tier ones, and then you get these newer filmmakers, and that's sort of like a training ground where it's like Greta Gerwig, you know, she started off doing all these little indie things. Now it's like, let's give her the Narnia money. Let's let her make a Narnia movie for Netflix, and, like, she's going to do a good job.
Well, like, even, like, I look at somebody like Kevin Smith. With it's like, hey, you have, I think what was Clerks, like a couple $1,000 budget?
$2,000, I think,
and
yeah.
And it was like shot on that black and white camera because that's like all he could afford.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, you know, at a store he worked at. And it's like, then eventually it's like, oh, now all these movies are coming out that are, you know, lower budget.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's
he
really
paved
cool.
the way. Yeah,
exactly.
So I think we're coming into a bit of like a creative renaissance where if you're out there and you want to, like, you know, get your project off the ground, if you want to do something, now's the time.
Now's the time.
Yeah. Everyone's like clamoring for original voices. And I'm sure He-Man is fine. You know, it's got Alison Brie. It's got Jared Leto, King of Hollywood.
And Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, of War,
yeah.
Apparently, like, he's very good in it. Mm. So I'll check it out eventually.
Yeah,
I'm going to use this platform to announce that I'm going to be making a movie straight to Tubi.
Yes!
It's going to be the greatest movie of all time.
I love Tubi, by the way. I freaking love Tubi.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite streaming service right now.
It's so good. The Detroiters, I think, it's on Tubi.
Is
right
it?
Now. Or no, Pluto. So another free one.
Pluto's still fantastic.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Amazing. You know what else is fantastic that you can get for free?
What's that?
Indie Wake Up Morning. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're going to get back to the tunes. And then after we get back, we're going to say so long to y'all. But not you're on tomorrow too. You said Seth.
I'm actually on.
You're coming on Indie Wake Up Thursday.
Indie Wake Up Thursday. I did an interview with Nolan Hubbard.
Oh, cool! I like that guy.
We did a song together, and it's going to be played tomorrow. We did a little bit of chatting, and I'm glad I got to come on today because I realized in that last interview I didn't mention like Ottawa Blues Fest, and I was asked point blank about it, and I just forgot to answer. But Nolan saved me at the end. So if you listen tomorrow, you can hear the interview where he's like, hey, aren't you also doing... And I'm like, yes, that's also something that
thank you for reminding me.
But, yeah.
It's the week of Seth.
It's the week of Seth. After we will come back, I'll chat a bit about the Broom Factory and try and push those tickets on you guys.
And now we're going to play a song from some young upstart named Seth W.J. Hunt.
Wow.
This one's called Stay.
Ooh.
Right here.
On CFRC 101.9 FM, people.
If you want, can you take me back? And I'll do anything you want me to do, and I'll sit back and relax, and I will stay until tomorrow, and then I'll take the train back home. It's not the home that I wanted. It's not the home that I need. But I'll stay. 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 But I'll stay.
Gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
What's this? I said take only what you need to survive.
It's my industrial strength hair dryer, and I can't live without it!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello, hello.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Seth Hunt.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, and it's funny I'm saying welcome because we're about to leave.
Yeah.
Show's over, people. Yeah. Good times.
Wrap it up.
We just had brand new stuff from Sweeping Promises with Shooting Shadows. Also in that set, a classic from Wilson Pickett with his cover of Born to be Wild. We had new stuff from Memo PST with Chrome Bubble. And we opened it up with Stay by Seth W.J. Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Seth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in on the program
today.
Thanks
for having me. Yeah, appreciate it.
Always a good time.
Yeah. It is. It really is.
You got a show at the Broom Factory on Friday.
I do, yes. This Friday at the Broom Factory, 7 to 10, I go on around 9 o'clock, but come early for those opening acts because they are not to be missed. This is my only Kingston show of the year.
That's crazy.
As well.
Were you too good for us, man?
No, no. I want it to be special. I want it to be, not one to miss. It's going to be loud. We're going to do all of our heavier songs. I got the back steps behind me. And the best news of all is there are tickets available right now.
I'm going to
call into the station in the next 30 seconds and I will give you free tickets.
Oh, my God.
No joke. I'll just do it.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, let's hear that phone line ring, 613-533-2372. 30 seconds and I'll give you. Just take a number. I'll give you the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Awesome. Right on. Anything while we wait for the call, anything that we learned today but that we didn't know yesterday? Simone? No, nothing. last week we taught Simone about moshing and headbanging. So I think that's...
Simone, are you a mosh? Are you a mosher or a headbanger?
Are you an aficionado?
Ooh. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
We'll
have to see this Friday at the Broom Factory.
Definitely.
Like I said, and if anybody sees me at the show, feel free to come over, chat a little bit. Yeah. I'll be mingling.
In amongst the people.
In amongst the people, yes.
Sweet. Yeah. Rip a piece of his clothing
off
of him.
I'll have an entourage with me, but it'll be good.
Awesome. So if you miss Seth at the Broom Factory this Friday, do check him out in July at Ottawa Blues Fest.
Take the drive. It'll be a great show.
It's going to be Ottawa. Fantastic. Yeah,
it's going to be really fun.
Excellent. And then just find your stuff online. What Everywhere. Is it? Spotify, YouTube?
Spotify. If the quickest way to find me and see everything is I post on like Instagram and stuff like that. So
nice.
If you have any show requests, any cities you want me to play songs, DM them to me on Instagram and I will maybe do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
If you come in one more time, you get a free cup of coffee. We'll have to stamp your card.
Yeah. Just so everybody's aware listening, we always get free coffee when we come in. It's the best coffee at Old Farm Fine Foods. I'm going to the West Coast for a little bit and I'm going to miss the Old Farm coffee.
Mail you a cup. It'll be fine.
Please. Yeah, honestly, mail me a bag of the... If you guys have the grounds, seriously.
I'll mail you the grounds.
No, honestly, send them to me. Yeah, that would be awesome.
The Old Farm blend, yeah.
That's right. I want it signed, too.
But I'll get Steve to sign it. Captain Steve.
Captain Steve. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get everybody to sign it. There we go.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to sign off. We'll catch you guys next week. Hope you all have a great weekend in town. I know the Pride Parade's going on Saturday. Seth's playing on Friday. It's going to be a great time.
It's a good weekend. It's a good weekend.
Excellent. Well, we're going to get out of here, but we're going to play Coming Home from Seth Hunt.
Mama, I'm coming home.
Excellent. Awesome. We'll catch you guys next week. Simone, thanks again for coming in.
Always a pleasure.
We've got to move that piano someday, Simone. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast. And do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Got $1,500 in my pocket and $4,000 worth of debt. I'm gonna start a life And I'll spend my money on cheap cigarettes. Baby, you know I can't live without it. I'm gonna start a life. You could be the one for me. You could be the one for me. You could be the one to take me home. Ontario is cold and lonely, and the winter here will never end. I'm gonna lose my mind. 1,000 miles away still feels like I'll be back home to you someday. You know I'll be fine. You could be the one for me. You could be the one for me. You could be the one to take me home. I love your